Welcome to Whiskey Cast, Cask Strength Conversation, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 363 for March 31st, 2012.
Whiskey Cast. Proudly brought to you by Redbreast. The definitive single pot still Irish whiskey. Join the stillhouse at singlepotstill.com and receive an exclusive whiskey tasting journal.
Whiskey Cast is supported by Glenfiddich, the world's most awarded single malt. To join other single malt appreciators for exclusive news, vintage releases, and preferred events, visit glenfiddich.com.
Glenfiddich, skillfully crafted. Please enjoy responsibly.
This week's episode will be a little different than in most weeks. If you saw the Facebook page this past week, you may have heard that my father passed away suddenly last Sunday on March 25th. He had been fighting lung cancer for more than a year when he died from what doctors believed to be a ruptured tumor. My family and I have been in Indiana all week long, and originally I had thought that I would just take this week off, but my dad was a man who valued commitment and hard work, and I decided that I needed to honor those values this week. This week there won't be our usual Whiskey Cast in-depth segment. For obvious reasons, I wasn't able to do any interviews this week. However, I will have the comments of the week, the calendar of events, and a special version of the What I'm Tasting This Week department later on, along with a few thoughts on life and love. First, though, let's look at the week's news. As always, it's brought to you by Glenmorangie. It's been almost 2 years since William Grant & Sons acquired the Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey brand, and from the day the sale closed, there's been speculation over whether the new owners would build a new Tullamore Dew distillery. The original one closed back in 1954, and the whiskey has been distilled at Middleton Distillery under contract. Now Grant's has announced plans to invest 35 million euros, or about $47 million, to build a new distillery in the town of Tullamore. Construction is expected to begin later this year on a 58-acre site being acquired from Offaly County. In fact, the site will have a visitor's center long before the distillery goes into production. Grant's had already been revamping the old Tullamore Dew Visitor's Center at the site, and it's scheduled to reopen in September. When the distillery goes into operation, it'll be Ireland's fourth active whiskey distillery, joining Middleton, Bushmills, and Cooley. Until now, the only distillers to work the stills at the restored George Washington's distillery at Mount Vernon have been Americans from the nation's bourbon distilleries, along with a few craft distillers. This past week, the Scots got their turn at the stills. John Campbell of Laphroaig, Bill Lumsden of Glenmorangie, and Cardew's Andy Cant produced single malt spirit on the twin stills. It'll be matured at Mount Vernon for 3 full years, and a limited edition series of 100 bottles will be auctioned for charities in the year 2015 to mark the 100th anniversary of the Scotch Whiskey Association. I need to note that I was in Virginia on Sunday preparing to report on this project for this week's episode when I received the word from Indiana. I'd like to thank the folks at the Distilled Spirits Council for inviting me to join them at Mount Vernon, and I wish I could have been there this week. In other news, the Glenlivet has announced dates for this year's series of whiskey schools at the distillery in Speyside. The classes will be held May 7th through the 9th, August 13th through the 15th, and October 1st through the 3rd. Registration is available through the Glenlivet Guardians website. And by the way, the schools will not be on audition for the job of distillery manager at the Glenlivet. I'm kidding, of course. The job is actually open now. Hamish Proctor has been assigned to take on the task of reopening Glenkeith Distillery for Chivas Brothers. He's been the distillery manager at the Glenlivet since 2005, longer than anyone since the legendary Bob Arthur, who managed the Glenlivet from 1952 to 1978. Scotch whiskey exports hit a new record in 2011. The Scotch Whiskey Association released final figures for the year this past week. Overall exports grew 23% to more than $4.2 billion. The U.S. remains the biggest export market by value and broke the $600 million mark for the first time with a 31% gain in export sales. France remains the number two market by value. SWA officials cite rising demand in both emerging and mature markets for the growth in export sales. And that's the week's news.
The news is brought to you by Glenmorangie. Visit us on the web at glenmorangie.com or download our iPad app at the iTunes App Store. Glenmorangie, unnecessarily well made.
Let's check the comments of the week now, brought to you this time around by Johnny Walker. Steve Cobble had a comment on last week's episode featuring the Woodford Reserve Bourbon Academy. He posted this note on the WhiskeyCast Facebook page. Chris Morris is a terrific tour guide, and he makes a tasty bourbon. Enjoyed the podcast, Mark. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Steve. And I really want to thank everyone who posted condolences on the WhiskeyCast Facebook page, my personal Facebook page too, or sent me private emails. I've shared your kind words with the members of my family, and I wish I could respond to each of you individually. I will try over the next few days. Please bear with me on that. The comments of the week are brought to you this time around by Johnny Walker. On the web at johnnywalker.com, click the banner at the WhiskeyCast website and become a Whiskey Insider today.
WhiskeyCast is supported by Glenfiddich, the world's most awarded single malt. In 1886, William Grant set out to fulfill a lifelong ambition, to make the best dram in the valley. Today, a rarity in Scotland, Glenfiddich still remains independently owned by the fifth generation of the same pioneering family. This unique legacy of skill, passion and pride forges a long-term commitment to creating truly great single malt without compromise. Glenfiddich, the world's most awarded single malt. To learn more about our award-winning range and join other single malt appreciators for exclusive news, vintage releases and preferred events, visit glenfiddich.com.
Glenfiddich, skillfully crafted. Please enjoy responsibly.
Let's check the calendar of events now, brought to you, as always, by Laphroaig. Whiskey Live New York is coming up on April 11th. You can get a 15% discount on tickets when you use the promo code CAST, and that's C-A-S-T, at the Whiskey Live website. The U.S. chapter of the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society holds its next single malt extravaganzas in Houston on April 18th and Dallas on the 25th. You can get tickets at the members' price when you use our special discount code WC2012 at the Society's website. The Limburg Whiskey Fair is coming up April 28th and 29th in Limburg, Germany, and the Spirit of Speyside Festival runs from May 3rd through the 7th all over the Speyside region of Scotland. There's a full calendar of events at the WhiskeyCast website, and it's brought to you by Laphroaig. Take a virtual distillery tour at laphroaig.com, and while you're there, become a friend of Laphroaig and claim your own square foot of Isla.
WhiskeyCast, brought to you by Redbreast, the definitive single pot still Irish whiskey. In conversation with Billy Lighton, master blender, Redbreast single pot still Irish whiskey.
Redbreast is a reflection of Irish whiskey as it used to be and always should be, in that it reflects the pot still style, which is the tradition of Irish whiskey going back over the years. And if you take Redbreast, there's an age statement on the label, 12 years old. And that means that the youngest whiskey in that bottle is 12 years old. Doesn't mean that all the whiskey's 12 years old, because to get the mix right and the style, all the flavour characteristics right, we will use a range of ages, the youngest being 12. But, you know, it can be a few years older in that to get the whole thing together as I want it to be.
Redbreast, the definitive single pot still Irish whiskey. Those in the know Redbreast.
Once again, I want to thank each and every person who sent along notes and emails after my father passed away earlier this week. As I've mentioned a few times over the last year or so, he had been fighting lung cancer. Phil Gillespie was 71 years old. If you've ever visited Indianapolis, my hometown, or seen it on TV, his work really did help shape the city's skyline. He spent more than 50 years in the construction industry as a sheet metal worker and industry executive, and he helped teach hundreds of journeymen the trade over the years. His real love, though, was his wife, Vita. They were together for the last 33 years, and you could see their love for each other every time they looked at each other. I want to share just one thing from their life together with you. They were talking about their lives, and Vita allowed us how she wished they had met years earlier so they could have had more time together. My dad agreed with her. Then he said, we'll just have to make the most of the time we have left together. They had that conversation last Sunday at lunchtime. Dad died suddenly about 4 hours later. There's a lesson out there for each one of us. Make the most out of every day. None of us know how much time we have left. The What I'm Tasting This Week department is brought to you this time around by Bal Blair. My dad wasn't a whiskey drinker. He just really never developed a taste for it. But he always kept a bottle of Chivas Regal in the house for guests. I haven't felt much like tasting whiskeys this week, but I thought I'd share my tasting notes for Chivas Regal 25-year-old in his honor. It's bottled at 40% ABV. The nose is complex with notes of honey, hazelnut, roasted cashews, nutmeg, mandarin oranges, mango, and brown sugar. The taste is silky smooth with honey, black tea, and lemon, along with hints of sweet oak and tannins and a lingering cinnamon note. The finish is very smooth and long with honey, black licorice, and a hint of black tea, and water brings out more lemony tartness. I scored the Chivas Regal 25-year-old a 95. The What I'm Tasting This Week department is brought to you this time around by Bal Blair, with whiskeys timed to perfection. My tasting notes, as always, are available in the WhiskeyCast apps for Android, iPhone, and iPad users. For the last 18 months or so, the Apple edition has been brought to you by the Glenrothes. I'd like to thank everyone at Campari America and Berry Brothers and Rudd for their support of the WhiskeyCast app during that time and for their support of WhiskeyCast in general. My tasting notes are also available at the WhiskeyCast website, along with the calendar of events, links for our Facebook page and my Twitter feed, the photo gallery and print shop, and a complete archive of past episodes. The address is whiskeycast.com. My email address for questions and suggestions is comments@whiskeycast.com.
WhiskeyCast is supported by Glenfiddich, the world's most awarded single malt. To join other single malt appreciators for exclusive news, vintage releases, and preferred events, visit glenfiddich.com.
Glenfiddich, skillfully crafted. Please enjoy responsibly.
WhiskeyCast. Proudly brought to you by Redbreast, the definitive single pot still Irish whiskey. Join the stillhouse at singlepotstill.com and receive an exclusive whiskey tasting journal.
WhiskeyCast is a production of Cask Strength Media, copyright 2012, and comes to you this week from the backyard at my parents' place in Franklin, Indiana. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening. And Dad, thanks for everything. I love you.